We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. We have a very special guest for this episode, Francis Ellis, Barstool Sports. What's going on, man?
Hi.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me, everybody. Nice to be with you.
So first thing is, so Barstool Sports totally blew up. Actually, you were the first podcast I knew about. Jessica, you told me about this like 3 years ago.
Yeah, because I was like, we should start doing podcasts. I love Barstool Sports.
So Barstool Sports was the inspiration for us doing a podcast.
Very cool. Yeah, they got in the game pretty early, but back before, you know, before podcasts were really a big thing. KFC Radio was the original one.
So tell me two things. One, what are you doing with them? And then how did you expand that into stand-up? Because you're... Now this will drop in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So you've already done a great set. Your sets were awesome at the Stress Factory Saturday night, Sunday. Just killed it. It was awesome.
Are you going?
I am going. I will be there Saturday.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I don't let you down.
Don't worry. I laugh at anything. My threshold's very low.
We're friends.
So anyway, how did you get to walk me through going from a podcast and then you blew up and all of a sudden now you're traveling around the country doing stand up?
Yeah, so, I mean, my trajectory was a little different, actually. I was doing stand-up for years before I joined Barstool. I've been at Barstool for just over a year now.
Okay.
So I joined in, I guess, January of 2017. I won a contest that they ran that was similar to, like, a American Idol apprentice thing called Barstool Idol, and I auditioned for that using stand-up, and then went through the week and ended up winning, so I got the job. But, you know, I've been a fan of Barstool for many years. It's the company's almost 15 years old now.
That's amazing.
And I've been reading
it. 15 years?
In internet time, that's 136 years old. That is like a company that was founded in Europe. I mean, it's like old world, 15 years.
It's like dog years. How many is that?
And in internet years.
It's 15 years, I'm blown away. I thought I heard of it, that's when it started. No?
But that's how you feel about everything. You're like, what is this mayonnaise I keep hearing about? This is delicious.
It obviously didn't exist until I started using it.
Right. I mean, it started out as like a newspaper, a gambling pamphlet that our founder, Dave Portnoy, El Presidente, was handing out himself in Boston. And then it evolved into the multimedia company and the comedy brand that it is today.
Started in Boston. See, I knew I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have brash assholes, there's only two places that exists: Philly and Boston.
Jersey and Boston.
I mean, that's the only two places that you're gonna get on a regular basis, of course.
Oh yeah, no, and that's absolutely right. Our big fan bases are Boston, Philly, Chicago, New York, and obviously huge sports cities. But as you said, very much
crazy,
kind of edgy fan.
Yeah. Crazy is the word you're looking for. Jessica was at the parade, the Eagles Super Bowl win parade.
I was. I made it.
She's still in traction.
Are you a big Eagles fan, Jessica?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Francis, it sounded like that hurt to say.
You know, look, I'm happy for the city of Philadelphia. We certainly have a huge contingent of Philadelphia people at the company. And it was good to see how happy they were. I'm a Giants fan, so it's...
Sorry. I mean, Francis, if I may just stop you there for a second. What you sounded like just then, do you remember during the 2016 presidential debate when they said, I want to leave by asking you, can you say one nice thing about your opponent? Right. And then you could see like Hillary try to like swallow and Donald try to swallow. And then, well, he's good with his family. Right. Like, that's what it sounded like when you were complimenting Philadelphia just then.
I know. Well, it, you know, it takes a big man, I have to
say. If you don't say so yourself. Where are you from? Are you from New York?
Well, I'm from Maine originally, but my family's from New Jersey, and we moved to Maine when I was 4, so we brought our allegiance to the Giants up there.
Do you know comedian Bob Marley?
I do know Bob Marley.
Oh, Bob's a riot.
Personally, but he is one of the great inspirations for my stand-up
career. We performed a set together, well, not together. We did a Canadian TV show, and just long story short, there was 9 comics in front of him. They all came off the stage going, that was a little, I mean, they're weird, right? The audience is weird, right? And then Bob Marley went up, and the line I always use, it's like that line in The Usual Suspects when they said, then this man of will showed them what will really is. He obliterated. And I wasn't on the show, so I got to be the asshole in the green room going, you know, they don't seem tight to me. They seem actually really good when a fantastic comic gets on stage.
He's funny, man. He's amazing.
He's an amazing comic.
I'm a Patriots fan by marriage, so we had him on the show. He was hilarious.
Good guy, too.
Yeah.
Is he also a masshole?
Great guy.
He's a Maine guy.
Okay.
But he's got the whole accent going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of monopolized the comedy scene in Maine. I mean, he is Maine comedy. There's really not anything else going on. But
in the whole state.
Yeah, I mean, if you stop at gas stations in Maine, they have Bob Marley CDs like at every rest stop that you stop at. They're like just at the counter. He's amazing.
I have to say that when you introduce Bob Marley, people look at you funny. I'm like, no, not that Bob Marley.
No, he's
still dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know. It's kind of like that new actor, Michael B. Jordan, having the same name. And he uses it as motivation. He says he's got this chip on his shoulder because he's trying to prove his own self. So.
It's like me, Jay Black. I have to constantly compare myself to the porn star.
Right.
Jay Black. Ripped.
It's so rough. It's a hard life.
Yeah. Oh, rough. You've seen his stuff, Jessica. It is very rough. You're correct.
Oh, man.
Hey, Francis, I have a question about, because, you know, you read a lot about, like, the culture over at Barstool, and I dig it. It sounds like very much like a boys club over there where there's a lot of, like, shit given back and forth. But we're in very hashtag Me Too movement. So a lot of the articles now are written about, can you believe this boys club that's happening at Barstool? And it's like, yeah, I believe it. That's their whole brand. Like, right. Can you comment on that? I mean, have you been hearing stuff from outside sources?
No, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, I think the company was founded definitely along those lines. And our biggest demographic is 18 to 34 year old males. We're very popular in that group. Having said that, the company was bought by, or a majority of it was bought by the Churning Group just over a year ago. And we hired a woman CEO in Erica Nardini, who has absolutely restructured and revitalized and brought an incredible new agenda to the company. New opportunities. We have some amazing female content contributors now. Liz Gonzalez, Julie Stewart Banks, my co-host on SiriusXM. And the so-called Chicks in the Office, which is a segment we have on Facebook. And I'm telling you, I mean, I think the company has expanded and is really moving beyond that archetype of just being the frat humor. And as a result, it's providing for a much more interesting sort of outreach and breadth of content.
How many people are tuning in?
I think I think I've been told we have over 6 million unique site visitors a month.
That's amazing.
That's a pretty good fraction of what we get.
We're in the ballpark.
We're competitive,
Right. We're getting there.
Right. Well, we have, like, you know, for instance, our marquee podcast would be Pardon My Take with Big Cat and PFT Commenter, and I know they get over 1 million downloads per episode, and they do 3 a week. So
wow.
It's hard to know exactly how many people are tuning in to what, because we have such a different, you know, diverse lineup of content now. So
I just want to say, it's one of those things that, like, you know, I try to structure myself as a liberal kind of guy, but it does annoy me when, like, you have, you know, we're a frat and we have fun and this is our thing. And people go, that's great. And then they join and they go, this is a frat and they have fun and this is terrible. And you're just like, but you knew that coming
you
in.
Knew it coming
like,
in.
This is their whole deal. It drives me a little nuts that, you know, like, I understand that cultures have to evolve and change. When you start making significant money, you know, you open yourself up to problems when you, you know, act like that. But I do hope that you continue to have sort of the fun atmosphere that it seems like goes on at Barstool.
absolutely. But I also think that, you know, there's no reason that women can't be a part of that.
For sure.
You know, yeah. You talk about the give and take, and I think there's a very strong place for women in this world, and we found that, you know, especially by recruiting real talents from places like...
Is that audience growing? I mean, in terms of the balance, like 18 to 34-year-old men, I would imagine, huge part of the audience, but how fast is the female audience growing? And are they younger, or is it more in the middle?
It's hard to really trace, you know, the numbers. Like, I know that, like, for example, my Instagram following, I can see that 87% of my followers are male and 13% are female, which is pretty demoralizing from a dating standpoint.
Are you single?
I am, yeah.
He shared his location with me when he texted me, and I was like, am I getting flirted with right now?
I did not mean to do that. That was a total flip of the thumb.
You know what? Let's put that on Reddit/r/oops didn't mean to, because it doesn't really. Yeah, sure. I get it.
Wait, what is it? How do you do that? I don't even know how to do that by accident.
Well, it's because you're not flirting with girls.
I was trying to put her, like, save her contact by hitting the, like, I button in the upper right. And then in that, once you do that, you can accidentally hit enable location sharing.
And then, you know,
you're
what,
like,
what,
hey, normally, right here.
What normally happens when you accidentally share location, several selfies came up of you flexing your abs in the mirror. Just out of it happens by accident all the time.
Yeah, that's right. It's part of my geotag.
All right, I am now adding to your long list of men followers. I just followed. Yeah,
and you know, I'm going
to
say something as a comic who's been doing this for a number of years. You're my least favorite type of comic, Francis, in that you're attractive. And I do not believe there's a place for attractive male comedians. I feel like you're taking up slots from the sloths of the world like myself, and it's very upsetting. I like you personally, but politically we are enemies.
I get that. Oh, man. I get that, Jay.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope that my act can lead you back into my good favor.
No, listen, we can be friends, but we can't be good friends unless you scar yourself, if you gain a lot of weight, perhaps.
Like, get fat. I think getting fat helps.
If you could gain, like, 140 pounds, like diabetes fat, we can be friends again.
Now, see, Francis.
You know, I definitely thought about, like, man, I don't know if I'm helping myself by going to the gym these days.
No.
All right. So here, this is like, okay. So the this is a pure dating app. Here is Francis on the beach with two dogs.
Oh yeah.
That's like, so cute.
Like, I'm thinking, Francis, this is like your dating site profile.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Totally shameless.
Total shameless. That is shameless. Okay. Woof and Rowdy.
Oh, yeah. No,
these are the dogs.
The rest of them are just pictures of him feeding lambs with a milk bottle.
And I think one of the dogs here is relieving himself. Like, I think he looks... Look at the dog on the right.
No, yeah. She was not. She was behaving herself.
They're like, oh, God, we got to do another pose with Dad.
The only thing I...
Shirtless on the beach.
Yep. There's a lot of pictures here. You can't see it, but I'm scrolling through right now. There's a lot of pictures here of just him doing chin-ups while holding a newborn. there's another picture here of him baking bread for his grandmother.
Right. I see that. Meeting the homeless. Look at this.
Oh, look at there's him kissing, full on tongue kissing a koala bear. I think that would. I mean, it's
ew.
Francis, you're pushing the line. I'll be
but
honest.
Now
with
there's
you.
Mayonnaise belly flop contest in Jacksonville, Florida.
To be fair,
by the way,
fair
not all mayonnaise.
To be fair to Francis, there are only really three shirtless. The rest are with comments.
Now, are you talking about the Instagram, or are you talking about
I'm on his Instagram.
Oh,
now.
I thought you meant the text messages he sent to Jessica. Just now.
Location shared.
Wait a second. What's this caption? You're not married yet. What does this mean? It feels like you're pushing the line, Francis.
I don't know. I gotta go back and look.
What the hell did I agree to? Why am I on this podcast?
He's serenading his dog.
So, hey man, you're on, you've got a 7 to 9, your radio, right?
Yes.
Yep. So you're coming on with me. This will drop what, Jay, in 2 weeks?
This will drop, yeah, it's going to be exactly 2 weeks from today. I think that's what, March 7th?
So
yeah,
2 weeks ago plus one day.
Yes.
Francis was on the radio, did a great job. It was an outstanding
show. It sounds like he's doing fantastically.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do well.
So you're going to call in at 9, 908. I think I sent you the number. Right, I think we're all squared away.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then, so you're excited for the comedy show. Have you performed at the Stress Factory yet?
I've never, but I've heard only the best things about it. I know it's New Jersey's premier club, and I'm so excited to get down there and see if the Rutgers community enjoys my brand.
I think they're going to love you.
I think it's going to go great.
So we're actually giving away some tickets over the next couple of days, and Vinny is great. If you've not met Vinny yet. Now, here's the thing about Vinny.
I feel like, Francis, we should brief you.
We should brief you.
Okay.
Two things you got to know about Vinny Brand. One, he has a difficult time hearing. So
I thought you were going to say a difficult voice to listen to.
Oh wow.
Jessica went right there.
That's it. Well, he can't hear, so he yells a lot. But so you have to talk to him face to face so he can read your lips.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So he's not being rude to you when he ignores you. Now, he does sometimes ignore you.
Right. And by the way, he's not. The other thing is, I had to learn this the hard way. He's not staring at your lips as a prelude to a deep kiss, which I several times when I was performing there, I got into big trouble. Secondly, you should know if he says, hey, do you want to see my knife? He's not joking.
Wait,
he has a knife.
That was him?
That was him.
That was him.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, so like
he carries a knife. He's for self-defense.
Don't go, haha, I'd love to see your knife because I think you're joking. He will pull out a giant knife and it will be upsetting.
Right. You're making him out to sound like some kind of deaf Crocodile Dundee character here.
You know what?
That's actually not a bad way.
That is pretty good. If he had a hat.
Yeah.
He just needs a hat. I think he can do it.
Shouting, that's not a knife, this is a knife, really loud. That's not a knife, this is a knife. Why are you shouting?
But what's great about Vinny is, I don't know, my guess is he'll be performing, he'll do a set.
He's a really, and I'm going to say,
great comic.
Francis, I know you've performed at clubs where the owner's like, I'm a comic too, and you're like, please don't get up, you're awful.
Vinny's actually
a really good comic. So if he does a set, you're in good shape. He's really strong.
Oh, I'm always thrilled to have the local people, you know, go up and get some time.
Like Jay Black.
Francis, do not bullshit another comic on the show. There's nothing worse than, hey, can I get a guest spot? I wonder what the scene in Des Moines is like. I'm sure it's real strong. Come on.
How many times a week do you get up? Oh, you know, it's been a few months.
Yeah. Right. I perform for the crows in my farm, though, saying they love me.
They love it. I'm funny at the dinner table. That's all. That's what counts. Hey, man, so how busy are you? You got the show from, are you on every day 7 to 9?
Yeah, every day 7 to 9 in the morning. And then I'm currently working on a sketch show for Barstool, which we're going to call the Barstool Variety Hour.
My packet will be in the mail.
Love it. That's going to debut next Wednesday. I guess it would be a week ago.
So, you know what? And I'll tell you, that debut, whew,
awesome.
Huge.
Killed it.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are your prophets here. I love it. Yeah, that's March 7th. You can check that out on the website. And then I also blog a lot, write a lot, and then I do stand-up every night here in the city.
And so, I would say, just judging from the Instagram, a lot of time devoted to sit-ups and selfies would be my guess.
I eat a lot of carrots. I try to keep carrot look.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy and doing a million things. Where are you tonight? You at a club tonight?
Yeah, I'm heading into the Village. Probably do some stuff down at the Grizzly Pear, maybe Greenwich Comedy Club after that.
Nice.
Yeah. Bouncing around. You know the New York life. It's a grind here.
Yeah, you know what? Don't spend that $12 all in one place either.
Oh, the free beer?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'll be sharing it.
All right, man. I will talk to you Thursday morning, and have a good set tonight.
Thanks, Francis.
Thank you guys so much. It was great talking to all of you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. We'll see you this weekend, too. Take care. Okay. All right, that is Francis Ellis. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost. Absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food, and hospitality. StressFactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
He's doing great.
Now, I wish we had the resources to bring him in to hook him up to a lie detector about that location share with Jessica. I think it's
what do you think?
I think it's 75% what he said. But
help,
I think there's a 1 in 4 chance.
Can you explain what happened?
Like, so
what happened?
He confirmed that he would call in.
He texted you.
And I put my phone down, and then I got another text. So I pick it up, and it's like, here's my location. And then he said, that was an accident. Sorry, I didn't mean to send that.
Yeah.
And I just didn't respond.
You didn't respond?
No.
We like, this poor guy all nervous. Oh, my God. Why did he respond? That's a very millennial thing.
He said, shoot, sorry, didn't mean to send that. Ha ha.
And you blew it off.
The ha ha makes me. That makes me suspicious.
Oh, sorry, I'm on my way.
Yeah,
that would have been the response.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because I'm on my way.
Nah, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm gonna tell you something. That ha ha makes me think it
really?
Was a flirty
you
thing.
Analyze the ha ha.
Well, because okay, there is a.
I think it's just a guy that screwed up, and he's like, oh shit, I don't want to think I'm like a creeper.
This is how I can tell you're a Trump supporter, because you're way fast to accept this story.
I think
they were just both at the consulate at the same time. Roger Stone is a friendly guy. I mean, why wouldn't he DM with WikiLeaks?
I've had Roger on my morning show many times.
Did you see the...
He's wild. He is a great guest.
I watched the documentary, God. Get Me Roger Stone.
It was fantastic.
And I got to say...
I think it made him look good.
I enjoyed it.
When did that come out?
I guess it was last
year. Netflix?
Yeah, it was Netflix. Like,
Get Me Roger Stone.
I watched it in June of this year.
You will like it. It actually is very good. And you know Roger. We've had him on Chasing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a big fan of his sexual deviation.
He's wild.
Yeah, I love
from my point of view as a deviant, I like him.
Well, speaking as a more on the normal side, let me just say this. It's more of a political documentary than it.
But it
shows you how it works, like all the inside stuff. And this guy, he was on the inside.
How accurate was the Netflix show that you took away?
I would think
as a pastiche
50-50, because he talks about things that you go back to some of the campaigns that he was on, there were some of the campaigns that I had been involved with.
All so right.
I would give him 50-50. I think some of the stuff is more exaggerated to say, hey, look how important I am.
Right.
Well, everybody does that.
Is he in it?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I gotta go dust
Roger
it.
Roger Stone is...
Yeah, dust it. You gotta dust it.
wait, what does that mean?
Stardust.
Oh, we just said that. Oh, dust it. Did I already forget?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was last week, guys. It's been a week.
There are Labrador Retrievers, yes.
I just learned something.
But yeah, here's what I'll say. Dust.
I learned a new skiing term that millennials use.
Dust? Powder?
No, it's something about fast, going down the mountain. And I said it for like 2 days. And I have now forgotten it. Mm.
There's a Reddit.
So that story went nowhere.
There's a subreddit.
That was a great story. And then I found $5 at the bottom of the mountain. Great story.
There's a subreddit called Oops Didn't Mean To. And it's just texts that dudes send to girls.
Really?
That's obviously like, it's a picture of a wiener and it's like, oh, sorry, my friend sent that. It's like, or it's like, hey, I really like you. I'd like to go out with you. And the person goes, what? And they go, no, my friend just sent that. And all of them have the ha-ha. There's a lot of like.
But I do ha-ha.
Yeah, but you're not sending flirty texts
to Pete. Fair enough.
You know, like.
I usually lead with ha-ha.
Yeah.
It's my key lead in.
Capital ha-ha.
Capital H. Two capital H's.
And that's why I've blocked you several times on both media on my website.
Paul from Chasing was going to unfriend me on Facebook because he was annoyed at how many posts were coming through Twitter.
Oh, what a nice conversation yeah. starter.
He texted me. He's like, hey, I'm thinking of unfriending you.
Oh, geez. What is...
And I said, you're probably the first person to ask someone or at least tell them. So I said, you know, you could just unfollow me.
That strikes me as a very Asperger-y thing to do. Like, it strikes me as like, I don't have a lot of social skill kind of thing.
I will be unfriending you soon.
It's like, it feels like he needs to have a counselor go, no. That's, we make eye contact, look for, is he smiling? Is he, because if
he
he's not smiling.
He does listen to the podcast.
His cats.
He's a fan. He's a podcast fan.
So I'm just going to say,
we're just
going to
call
Paul.
Him Paul.
Paul, when you listen to the podcast,
that's his name.
I want you to focus on social cues. I want you to look in the eyes. Is there smiles in the eyes?
You know what? It gets added to the bit.
Did he say, ha ha, didn't mean to send that afterwards?
No, he did not. He actually was very serious. When I got to the studio, he's like, so I unfollowed you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, thank you.
Wow.
What do you say to that? Do you say thank you? Like, what do you, what's the, I'm going to add that to the bit. I did the hate tweet bit, and I think this could be another good one.
I think you have to add it to the bit, but I also, what I would do if you
were. I'm writing a whole new comedy.
If you were to really troll them. Every single, because you love to print stuff anyway. I see your email. Please print this.
Emails, of course. Print
up every tweet you do and leave it on a desk, and just be like, you know, just like a pile on there and go like,
that's like physical trolling.
Yeah, I know you unfollowed me, so I wanted to make sure you knew, you know, what was coming through my feed.
Try out what you do when you're upset with the government and just give out Paul's number and be like, Paul.
Another good idea. Yeah. You know, Jessica was very close to having her number given out
from Vinny.
Yeah.
Did we?
We stopped it. We derailed it.
Yeah,
did you invite him?
I actually invited the guy who said, I am coming to your wedding no matter what.
You really invited him?
I really invited him.
Now, are we going to be sitting with Vinny? Have you done that yet? You're not that far yet.
Are you putting in a request right now?
I'm not. I don't know.
Are you going to do what I did and have a table full of people you didn't like?
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, are we at the...
No, you're not going to be at that table.
What's the name of the table?
We're going to be like in the hallway.
Hoth.
The what?
Well, so I named
the ice planet.
I named all the planets.
Did I get that?
Yes. My wife said you can name the tables, and I said I remember we were sitting at Applebee's.
You did this honestly at your wedding.
So yes. So I was completely uninterested in my wedding, and my wife goes, we were sitting there, and she was talking to her sister now, and she goes to her sister, we need to think of names for the tables, and this is the only thing I was interested in. Like I popped up, and I was like wait, we can name
idea.
The tables?
I never knew that. Are you naming your tables?
No,
they're numbered, right?
Baby Jay will name them.
Why don't you name Jessica's tables?
So my wife said, can I name them after Star Wars planets? And she was like, there's 12 tables, Jay. Are there that many Star Wars planets? I was like, yeah. She's like, I'd like to see you do that off the top of your head. I was like, how's alphabetically? Because let's go. Let's make it happen.
And then she called off the wedding.
Yeah,
and it was
very close.
How many times does that come up in therapy? I'd just like to know.
You know what? There's a lot of times the marriage counselor has gone, can we go back to the tables? I feel like that's the source of a lot of our issues.
Let's talk about Hoth.
If you want me to name
who
them.
Who sat at Hoth?
I don't want, if they might be listening.
They won't. They'll call them whatever. If you use air quotes, never gets out.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of my dad said there was some family members where my dad was like, you need to invite them. And I was like, yeah, but I don't like them.
So to bring it current,
yeah.
Vinny's in Hoth.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. He might, like, he kind of bullied his way in. Anything can happen.
I know for a fact I'm going to be at the table of people she doesn't like. I know for a fact I will be. And if I'm sitting with Vinny, that's how I'll know.
By the way, I just saw your friend Crystal.
Yes.
She's great.
How
her,
was that
her boyfriend's
event?
A firefighter. She's, you missed it. She said she invited you.
Trying to get me to go.
This was a great event.
It was like so far away. It would have taken me 3 hours
Jessica,
to get there.
The food was spectacular.
It looked like so much fun.
30 fire departments got together. They raised money for the fire department union in Jersey. And St. Barnabas Burn Center.
That's
so
beautiful.
I was a judge. So here's what I've learned about food.
You were a judge of the food or the fireman? You're like, wow, look at the abs on this one.
Guy.
Look at that. Mr. November looking good.
Yeah.
How many mustaches were there?
Oh,
I feel like cops and firemen have the highest mustache to non-mustache ratio of...
You know, that's interesting. We should have done a podcast there. So we should have done next year.
Next year,
that would be a great... Although not if it's 3 hours for you.
And I'll ask
it was great. The food, spectacular.
I mean,
literally.
I would imagine the 3-alarm chili was great. Thank you.
How long did you stay?
Right. Try the veal. What's up?
How long did you stay? Is that like a full night out?
So full night, because I didn't realize this. I was there to judge. So I got there at 4:30. I may have been a little late. Mm-hmm. And then somebody sat in for me and ate the first course. That's another story.
Yeah.
So
because there's a lot of traffic at 5:00.
Right. Because I was stuck in the traffic.
Right.
So I sat down. So the judging took maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5:30, they're like, okay, enjoy the event. It doesn't start till 6:00.
Nice.
I'm like, Oh, but we need you to speak at 7:30.
Ugh.
So there was a little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
But it worked. I mean, I knew a lot of guys.
You and I are such different people.
Were you able to force your way into speaking earlier? Did that work?
So
did that
interesting.
Work out?
It did. Here's what happened. I said, because I had to go back to chasing that night.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was the longest day I've had in a long time. And I said, can I just speak first?
Did you drive back to Edison after chasing?
From Edison. I went from Edison back to, no. So I went
that sounds
from
like a-
chasing to Edison and then back. It was nuts. So I spoke at 7:30. Mm-hmm. My friend Eddie Donnelly's the head of the union. So he's like, don't worry. I got you on first. And I went on first.
Yeah, but you know,
and I didn't speak long. I mean, Crystal can attest to this. I spoke for less than 3 minutes.
Less than
3 minutes.
If it were me and I like got there at 5 or whatever, and they're like, you're on at 7:30, I would say, you know what? If my house burns down, this will be karma, but I gotta go. I'm sorry. I can't.
I talk to people.
That's the difference between you and me.
I walked around the room. And I knew people, so I just talked.
All
I talked
the
for 2 hours.
Firefighters are up in one spot.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I know you like that. You know, you're.
I really wanted to go. Yeah,
you were probably like, look at all these hot firemen.
But the only challenge with the event was the ceiling was low. So I'm at a firefighter event, and I'm like, this is the biggest fire hazard I've ever been to in my life. They've got griddles plugged in, and you're in a ballroom at confidence. No, there was.
Where was your confidence in their ability?
I was concerned.
Do you think firemen get pissed off that like they're lumped in with other first responders? Because if you think about it, like the EMTs show up, and that's a hard job and everything. But let's be clear: one of them is running into a burning building, and the other one is waiting outside with an oxygen tank.
I mean, why do you say that? I tried a quick joke.
Nothing.
How'd it go?
Nothing. It was literally 98 degrees in the room.
Maybe it wasn't funny.
Possibly it wasn't funny, but I just, because Eddie got up there and he introduced me. He's like, hey guys, I know it's really, really hot in here. And I got like, I figured it was on purpose. You're firefighters. Like, this is what you like.
Right. And they were all like,
crickets.
Nothing.
Nothing. Right. Got nothing. I'm like, okay, serious.
I would have said,
boom, start talking about 9/11. You pivot right away.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Not funny wise.
No.
Then I started my 9/11 jokes.
It was in a serious way. It was the anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing.
Oh.
So I talked about that in the context, but I tried to get just a little light in the beginning.
Mm. You know who had the best?
Maybe because it was 100 degrees in there. No one was.
You know who had the best 9/11 joke? Louis C.K. I know that he's.
Can we talk about him now?
Persona non grata.
Right,
I know
he has to be right.
But it's a masturbation joke, so it's.
There's no way that's funny.
I know, but here's what he said. He said,
"Can we not? Because then it's going to be the title of the podcast.
No,
can
it won't be. This will be.
Can we not talk about?
You're
going to
love it, Bill. You're going to love it.
Oh God. Oh hey, it's dead. Here's why. Mikey Winfield is on the line.
You know what?
Oh, we're he's calling?
Yeah. We got to wait till next week.
Till next week.
I will tell it next week. You got to tune in next week.
We will be back.